That's the Spirit.
All right, welcome back to 95BFM. It's time for That's the Spirit, your weekly chat for everything spiritual with Professor Emeritus Peter Linham. Peter, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
All right, what are we going to be talking about this week?
Well, we have got an interesting story this week. So this is the story about Z's. Z's is, or the Z'sians, is a group of people originally from Silicon Valley, brilliant people, a breakoff from a group called the Rationalists, and so linking into the whole rejection of anything to do with God, that become a murder cult, and a great deal of threats of murder are still around in the air today.
Right. So just to reiterate, those are this is like an atheistic cult of people we're talking about here.
Yes, it is.
Right. So do they have any core beliefs or core tenets, perhaps?
Yes, they do. They do, and they're very, very intriguing and interesting. So the leader of the group seems to have expounded a theory. We only know this in fragments because it's a secretive group, and they will even deny that they are a group. But firstly, some key members are trans, and so that's quite significant. And they believe in the mobility of gender and sexuality. So Z's argues that one hemisphere of the brain and the other hemisphere can be controlled and used to direct the way you think about yourself. And so they're very much into AI, and they're very much into the notion that, here's a word I've never heard of before, I'm not even sure I got it right, trans-settlism, which is the belief that you should be able to live in an island in the middle, away from any nationality, where you can freely develop your own intelligence, and the future of the world will lie in this kind of floating islands of rationality, separate from regular governments.
Right. It's kind of it's sort of like a futuristic group of people in a way.
Yes, indeed. Highly interested. Remember, this group emerged in around 2006, 2007, so far as we can tell, and would have been behind ideas of, early ideas of AI, and believed that actually through cooperation with AI, it is possible to gain mastery of the world. And so it's quite a powerful combination. You can see how it reflects a whole lot of ideas that are floating around in the ether of those really caught up in the Silicon Valley revolution.
Right. So I was actually going to ask about that. You know, what is the significance of the Silicon Valley or the tech industry in creating the beliefs that this group has?
Well, it's fairly clear that most of the members of this group were researchers in one or other of the various organizations, that is doing deep research, Meta and the like, into potential possibilities that could develop from computer resources, et cetera, et cetera. And so they were right on the fringe where there's a lot of heady talking about ideas, and they're very much taken with that.
Mm-hmm. So another thing I wanted to ask is, if this group sort of denies that they are a group, where does the term Z'sian come from? Is this a name that they've dubbed themselves, or does this come from authorities or some people who've studied them?
Yes, it comes from the authorities. But Z's, the leader of the group, this is her adopted name. That they have taken, and they is the appropriate way to talk about Z's. Because of this, it's a kind of an assumed identity, because there seems to be some kind of powerful, almost hypnotic approach that Viz has over other members of the group, which have led to a whole series of murders.
Right. So that's what I also wanted to ask. You know, what sort of prompts their sort of Manson family-like behavior? You know, how does their belief in AI and what was the word you used for the other term you used for like trans?
I'm not even sure I've got that term right. Trans settlerism.
So how does that translate into, you know, violence and like their involvement in a number of killings across the United States?
Because there is a belief that this is how I interpret it. I mean, I'm sure there are other interpretations, because what we don't have is a lot of hard evidence, just suggestions that have come from various trials. The impression that I gain is their notion that they are a special version of humanity because they have moved beyond the limitations of ordinary humanity, and so they have access to other resources. So in a sense, it's a kind of evolutionary belief that they are now at a higher sort of scope of being than you or I can achieve.
Right. And is this the only sort of group to come out of, you know, Silicon Valley that has these esoteric, you know, futuristic beliefs and almost like a cult-like manner? Because I've heard there's quite a few groups from the Silicon Valley who have, you know, similar, like, futuristic principles to, you know, these people.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, you're quite right. There's a series of little research institutes and various groups that have and societies that have spun out of the research groups in Silicon Valley. And out of them, they're often committed to quite a remarkable reading of the nature of, you know, the future and the nature of humankind. And although none has been involved, that I'm aware of, in significant crimes, they certainly have views that would, in a sense, give them permission to go beyond normal human behavior.
Right. Are there any other groups like this particular, like not just in Silicon Valley, but like from throughout history that have had similar principles? Is the Church of Scientology, do they have similar beliefs to the Zizians?
Well, Scientology has its own unique beliefs, but yes, in the way that it developed out of very contemporary theories of the relationship between matter and spirit, yes, there's a great similarity. And you see, you mix into that in the contemporary age the awareness of the universe and its size and of the power of the electronic computing world. They certainly would fit. There's a number of other groups, including, you know, the well-known the death cult, where the people all believe that they would, this was in 1995, where, I'm trying to think of its name, where the group believed that if they all took suicide pills together, they would move to where they would become Raelians and join a star that was speeding past at the time. And so this was a suicide cult that ended up with, I think, 31 people very tidily dead on their beds together.
Is this a Heaven's Gate that you're talking about?
I think it's... I'm quite cautious. This is not the Waco group. This is the Californian group. Yes, you may be talking... Yes, it probably is Heaven's Gate. I was scared of giving you the wrong name. I carry so many different cults in my mind that I get worried I'll confuse them.
It's all good. I have a Google right here with me, so I'm able to look up things on the fly as we're having this conversation.
Yeah, indeed. So the Heaven's Gate is a most intriguing group. At one point, I studied it quite closely because it was the same blend of pseudoscience, esoteric knowledge, a powerful charismatic leader, and also there are a few hints of sexual identity issues being part of it.
Right. Another thing I wanted to ask is, does our friend in the White House, you know, who's a big tech proponent and figurehead in the tech industry, Elon Musk, does he have any connection to any of these groups coming out of Silicon Valley with, you know, these futuristic beliefs?
Yeah, not directly. But some of the views that we know that he holds, which are very future-oriented and, you know, expressed in very absolute terms, actually do fit into that realm of beliefs around the Silicon Valley sort of, if you like, framework of reality or unreality, perhaps we should call it.
Right, okay. I think that's all the questions I have about this group, but is there anything else you'd like to add before we wrap up?
There's an extraordinarily long article about them in Wired magazine, which I'd encourage you to look up and read if you've got the time, because it tells the story of the series of murders and arrests and flights, of the, including, you know, the pretended death of Z's in, was it Los Angeles Harbor? And then later discovered that she wasn't dead, so they weren't dead. So, I mean, that's a rich article in Wired magazine.
Right, were they able to get an interview from this person?
They got close, but not quite.
Is there any other literature that people can look into if they want to learn more, or is this a pretty new development?
This is a new development, and I think that research done by the writer in Wired magazine comes closest to getting some details of the story, which I hadn't been able to find in other locations. I think there'll be a specialist literature emerge about this sooner or later.
Right, right. Well, I think that's everything from me, Peter, but is there anything else you'd like to let us know about, or...?
If your listeners can keep on spotting strange religious groups for me, I'd be immensely grateful.
All right, and where can they contact you if they have a scoop?
look up the Massey University, and you'll find my name, P.Blindham, Massey.
All right, yep. Right. Hopefully you find out about some new cults talk about here on the show next week as well. All right.
Thank you.
All right, take care, Peter. Have a great day.
Bye.
All right.
Community.